Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue in our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll move on in our study for Quran chapter 3 and verse 59, where we will be hitting something very important. The answer for the differences between Jesus and the rest of humans. We read in Quran chapter 3, verse 59, the following. Surely the example of Isa, that is the name which Muhammad gave for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the Quran, not in the Arabic language, because we know that the word for Jesus in the Arabic language is Yeshua, which is the Hebrew Yeshua. But Muhammad did not choose to use the real name for Jesus, which means Savior, but instead he made up the name Isa for Jesus, which is a name in the Arabic language without meaning. So, surely the example of Isa with Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, so he will be. First of all, I'd like to talk about the verb will be in the end of that sentence. Allah said what? Then he said to him, be, so he will be. Which means, until today, Adam did not come yet to existence. I remember when I was translating that verse, my editors decided to correct it. They said, that's not good English grammar. I said, what do you mean? They said, it's supposed to read, he said to him, be, so he was. I said, no, so he will be. The verb in the Arabic language, so maqala kun fayakun. Not fakana, but fayakun. In English, will be. Obviously, some people will read the Quran in the English language, my translation, and they will mock my translation. They think, well, Brother Usama does not know Arabic or does not know English. When in reality, Brother Usama know Arabic better than Allah, and he translated accurately in the English language. So, once again, Allah made a mistake in the Arabic language in ending that verb by the future tense instead of the past tense. But that's not really what is important about that verse for our study for today. You see, Muslim scholars told us the reason why Allah sent that verse on Muhammad. A group of Christians came from Najran to speak to Muhammad. Ibn Abbas told us the story that Muhammad had an argument with them. They have a debate. They said to Muhammad, we do not see that you are nice to our Savior, to our Lord Jesus, when you call him a slave. Jesus is not the slave of Allah. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Word of God, as even Muhammad wrote in the Quran. We'll see about that a little bit later. But Muhammad did not know how to answer their argument. They asked Muhammad, do you see anybody like Jesus? Can't you see that he's different than anybody else? Those who came before him and those who live today in the world? Muhammad did not give an answer, which means literally the Christian of Najran made shish kebab out of Muhammad and they smoked him so badly that he was speechless. But then guess what? Later, Jibreel came to Muhammad with the answer for his problem to respond to their debate or their argument concerning who is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. As-Suyuti gave us that verse in Quran chapter 3 verse 59 to see that was the answer of Allah to Jibreel, to Muhammad, that he will give them that if these Christians came back to him and talk with him. And once again, the answer of Allah, surely the example of Isa with Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, so he will be. Quickly, I would like to share with you two arguments myself to expose the falsehood of Quran chapter 3 verse 59. We know how God created Adam in the Bible, but forget about the Bible, forget about the God of the Bible. Let's talk about Allah and Adam of the Quran. Allah created Adam in the Quran from dust. And that's exactly what we read in Quran 359. Surely the example of Isa was Allah like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Yes, Allah created Adam from dust. Even though when you read the 7 verses or 8 verses where Allah mentions the creation of Adam, every time Muhammad repeats the story, he pick up different material. So Allah made Adam from different material throughout the pages of the Quran. Not all the time dust. Sometimes it's mud, sometimes it's dry mud, sometimes it's black mud, sometime of hard mud, sometime of easy mud, whatever. Different words he used all over the Quran. But we know that mud came out of dirt. Okay, so Allah created Adam from dirt. Now let's talk about Isa. In the Quran, not in the Bible. I'm going to destroy that verse by using what is written in the Quran. Do we see that Allah created Isa from dirt in the Quran? If we go together to Quran chapter 66 and verse 12 and read the pregnancy of the Virgin Mary, how Mary got pregnant, did Allah put dust inside her? Let me read to you what Allah said in Quran chapter 66 verse 12. For there we read, and Mary the daughter of Imran, who guarded her sexual part, so we breathed into it, that is her sexual part, from our spirit. And she believed in the words of her Lord and his books, and she was among the obedient. Did you see what Allah did? Allah did not breathe dust or dirt into Mary's vagina, but Allah breathed his spirit into Mary's vagina. And that's how Mary got pregnant. So the first portion of the verse, Quran 359, that Allah created Isa as Allah created Adam. How? Allah created Adam from dust. But did Allah create Isa from dust? The answer is absolutely no. Isa was not created. Isa existed before he was inside the Virgin Mary womb. And we're going to talk about that in Quran 4:171 a little bit later in our program today. Now let's look at the second part. When we read what Allah said in the Quran about the creation of Adam, did Allah ever said to him, be, so he will be? Obviously, that's how Allah put in the Quran. Do we see anything about Allah gave an order, Allah gave a command for the creation and the existence of Adam by saying the word Adam be, and Adam became, or Adam will be, as Allah stated, grammatically wrong in Quran 359. You see, that's a problem. Because when you read the Quran, you see that Allah breathes into Adam's nostrils the spirit of life. He breathes into dirt, into clay, into mud, into whatever material Allah chose to use in different verses of the Quran, the spirit of life. And that's how Adam became a living being. But that's not the story with Isa, the son of Mary. It was easy for Allah, according to Quran chapter 3 and according to Quran chapter 19, to bring Isa to existence. He just said it and Jesus became. But that's not how Allah created Adam. So in the first half, Adam was from dirt, but Isa was not. In the second half, Allah did not say to Adam, be, so he was. But that's exactly what Allah did in the creation of Isa, son of Mary. The Christian of Najran argues Muhammad, and they made him shish kebab. He could not give an answer because he said to them that the Christ is the servant of Allah and the messenger of Allah. They became angry and they asked him, have you ever seen a man like him? And the answer of Muhammad, after a long time of waiting to come up with a good answer for the Christian of Najran, by quoting Quran 359, the example of Isa was Allah like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, so he will be. Christ was not created from dust. Christ is, according to the Quran. But now, my dear friends, I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about according to the Quran. Christ is the Spirit of Allah and His Word.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. but even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Let me share this with you from Quran 4 at verse 171. Before we even get to that verse, I'd like to ask our dear Muslims, if somebody is listening to me right now, is the word of Allah created thing or eternal thing? Here's my question again. Is the word of Allah a created thing or an eternal thing? Was there any time the word of Allah did not exist and then something happened and then the word of Allah came to be? Any Muslim believer will tell you that the word of Allah is eternal. It is not created. As a matter of fact, there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims were killed by the hand of other Muslims because simply they claimed that the Quran is a created book. Because in Islam, the Quran is the word of Allah and the word of Allah is eternal. The Quran was always there as long as Allah is there. Eternal. The word of Allah is eternal. Now, the second important question was the Spirit of Allah. Is the Spirit of Allah eternal thing or created thing? Was there any time the Spirit of Allah did not exist and suddenly some change happened and then we found out there is the Spirit of Allah? Allah created His Spirit. No, the Spirit of Allah is eternal. So the Word of Allah eternal, which means have no beginning and have no end. The Spirit of Allah is eternal, which means it has no beginning and it have no end. And now let me quote for you what Allah stated in Quran 4, 171. O people of the book, Allah is speaking here to the Christians, not to the Jews, but to the Christians. Do not exaggerate in your religion. Do not exaggerate in your religion. And do not speak against Allah except the truth. So Muhammad now is going to teach us, the Christians, the truth about Allah. What is the truth, Muhammad? He said, surely the Christ Isa, son of Mary, is only a messenger of Allah and His word, which He cast to Mary, and a spirit from Him. You know, this is the best way, in my personal opinion, to explain the doctrine of Trinity to the Muslims. Why do I say that? Let me say the verse again. I'm going to read the verse for you one more time. Christian, do not exaggerate. Why? Speak only the truth about Allah. What is the truth about Allah? Surely the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, is only a messenger of Allah and His word, which He cast to Mary, and a spirit from Him. We have Isa to be, according to Quran 4:171, the word of Allah and a spirit from Allah. Isa is the word of Allah. Isa is the spirit of Allah. Don't forget, we just came to the conclusion before we read Quran 4:171 that the word of Allah is eternal and the spirit of Allah is eternal. So now we have to believe that Isa, the son of the Virgin Mary, is eternal. Why? He always was there before He came to the womb of the Virgin Mary as the word of Allah and as the spirit of Allah. This is the true nature of Isa. Now, you have to understand, if Isa is that person, the word of Allah and the spirit of Allah, he must be different than any other human. And that was actually the best point which the Christian of Najran were arguing with Muhammad about. Notice that Isa did not sin. The Quran clearly teaches us, as we have covered previous broadcast, that Isa was ghulaman zakiyan, holy or righteous son. That is Quran chapter 19 and verse 19. Muhammad was never called being pure or holy. Not any of the children of Adam were pure and holy, for Adam sinned and all his descendants after him sinned. That is what the Quran teaches. But the son of Mary was righteous and holy. Now in Quran chapter 3 and verse 45, we read that Isa was wajihan fi dunya wa fil akhirah. He is exalted without sin in this world and in the hereafter. This description cannot fit with any other human except with the Christ, the son of Mary. According to the Quran, Isa could not be like Adam. Adam sinned, but Isa did not sin, according to the Quran. Allah in the Quran breathed the breath of life into Adam, and that's how he became a living being. But Allah in the Quran never breathed that breath in Isa, because if that's the truth, that means Isa was created. And if Isa was created, that means that the word of Allah is created and the spirit of Allah is created. And that is not acceptable by any Muslim, not in the past, not today, not forever. It would be better if Allah said in the Quran that Adam and the Virgin Mary both are alike. Why? Because Allah breathed into Adam and Allah breathed into the Virgin Mary, and that's how she became a living being, like Adam was created from dust, so the Virgin Mary from dust. But that's not the case with our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We talked in our last program about the resurrection of Christ, that Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus did not decay, did not turn back to dust. All those who came from dust end being in dust. All human come from dust and end with dust. Adam died and his body returned back to the earth, which he was taken from, as God told him in the Bible. And as we know in the Quran, Adam died. But did Isa die and became dust because he was taken from dust? No. Jesus died on the cross and he was buried and he rose again on the third day and he ascended and he's alive today. All Muslims believe that Isa is alive today in heaven. Obviously, it was a big mistake. Why? Because they believe he will come back to earth as a Muslim prophet, as a Muslim messenger. He will follow the sunnah of Muhammad. He will have four wives. And in my personal opinion, if Isa will follow Muhammad's example, I guarantee you one of the wives of Isa must be 6 or 7 years old, like Muhammad had his favorite wife, Aisha, when she was 6. When Muhammad married her, he was 51 years old. Isa will break the cross, which means he will kill the Christians. Isa will kill the pigs, which means he will kill all the Jews. And that is what Muslims believe about Jesus. Do not be deceived when Muslims say Jesus is alive in heaven and he's coming back again. And some Christians say, wow, Muslims almost believe what we believe. No, they don't. Because Jesus to them is just Isa, a servant of Allah. He's not the eternal word of God who became flesh, as we just have read in Quran chapter 4, verse 171, and as we read in the Bible. Don't forget, as we talked about the miracle of Isa, that according to the Quran, Isa was doing exactly what Allah does in the Quran. See, Allah made Adam from dust, from dirt, from mud, from clay, from black mud, black molded mud, whatever material you want to use. And then Allah breathed into it and he became a living person. And that's exactly what Isa did in Quran chapter 5 and verse 110. And there we read, when Allah said, O Isa, son of Mary, remember my grace on you and on your mother when I supported you with the Holy Spirit. You spoke to the people in the cradle and as an old man. And when I taught you the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and when you created from the mud the likeness of the bird by my permission, so you breathe into it, so it will become a bird by my permission. Notice here, Isa breathed into the bird which he made out of mud, and the bird became a living bird. Isa, the creator, is not like Adam. Adam created nothing. But biblically, as we all know, Jesus did not create a bird when he was 10, 12 years old. That is false teachings. We Christians do not believe in it. It is made up stories by heretics who try to exalt Jesus in their own writings. But here is what the Bible said. To know that Muhammad did not write what he wrote out of an empty head, but he was actually picking some material from the Bible. In the book of John, chapter 1 and verses 1, 2 and 3. Here is what we know about the real Jesus in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you tell me that Isa is the word of Allah, that means he is Allah. Sadly, Muhammad did not know that, and most Muslims do not have a clue about what Muhammad said, and they're all living in confusion. In John 1:2, we read, he was in the beginning with God. Wait a minute, Jesus was in the beginning with God? Yeah, as a matter of fact, if it was not for Jesus, we would not be here. Because guess what? In verse 3, we read, all things were made through him. Who's him? The Word. Who's the Word? That is Jesus. And without him, nothing was made that was made. If you look around and you see anything, sun and moon and stars, the trees and life on this world, and life in every creature, small or big, everything which exists in the universe was made by him. Who? The Word of God. In verse 14, in the book of John chapter 1, we read, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That is our Jesus. He is not created like Adam, but he is the creator of Adam. He was not made from dust, but he made everything of all creatures out of dust. That's why they return back to dust. Oh, my heart desire, if all Muslims know the true account of Jesus in the Bible, not only the fulfillment in the New Testament, but the prophecies which were written about him in the Old Testament, they will be set free, because he is the one who can set us all free. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.